This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new lawsuit alleges Adams County's current treasurer is failing to do her job by leaving taxpayer money unaccounted for. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the complaint filed by county commissioners this week.
The suit alleges Lisa Culpepper, the elected county treasurer, hasn't kept county books up to date or produced required monthly financial reports since taking office over 2 years ago, leaving tens of millions of dollars unaccounted for. The commissioners say she also refused to cooperate with a recent audit. By filing their complaint, Adams commissioners are hoping to replace Culpepper and set up an independent committee to audit her office. A judge still needs to review the case, though. Culpepper did not respond immediately to a request for comment. Her current term is set to expire in 2023. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Independence Pass closed last week because of a storm, and it's going to stay closed for the season. The Colorado Department of Transportation typically reopens the pass on the Thursday before the Memorial Day holiday weekend, weather permitting. Colorado Springs police shot at a man in two separate encounters Thursday morning. They were responding to reports of a suspect carrying a handgun. According to police, the suspect pointed a pistol at officers on two occasions near I-25 in South Colorado Springs. At least two officers shot at the suspect, who's hospitalized. No officers were injured in the shooting. This is CPR News. It is 70 degrees in Denver with a low of 38 ahead for the evening. Tomorrow, the high will be 67, and Sunday, the high will be 48 degrees. There's a chance of snow next.